Welcome to News Video Clip. Today, Donald Trump dropped his $10 billion lawsuit against the IRS, which he was never going to win, in exchange for the Trump Justice Department setting up a $1 billion slush fund of your taxpayer money that will be paid to anyone whom Trump believes has been wronged by the Department of Justice. And at the top of the list of these people who are supposedly victims are the crazy, insane January 6th rioters who attacked police.
We are starting this hour with the very real possibility that if Donald Trump has his way, your taxpayer dollars will soon be doled out to the likes of these people. Nope, I'm not talking about those law enforcement officers who were violently attacked and beaten on January 6th, but rather the MAGA rioters carrying out those attacks and who have since been pardoned by this president. ABC News reported this week that Trump is expected to drop his $10 billion lawsuit against the IRS over his leaked tax returns in exchange for the creation of a $1.7 billion fund that would, quote, settle claims brought by anyone who alleges they were harmed by the Biden administration's weaponization of the legal system, including the nearly 1,600 individuals charged in connection with the January 6th Capitol attack, as well as potential entities associated with President Trump himself. Even more disturbing is that, according to the reporting, Trump would have complete control over the commission running that fund, and there would be no oversight over how and to whom the money would be given. This latest distortion of the American justice system is just one of several alarming headlines this week.
Okay, so Trump himself, with no oversight, is going to decide how $1 billion of your tax money is going to be spent on criminals who were supposedly wronged by the Department of Justice. This is a slush fund, and it actually has been done before. Richard Nixon tried to create a slush fund for the Watergate burglars, although I think that was just like around $100,000. And he did it in secret, and that's one of the reasons he had to resign the presidency. Trump is literally doing it in public. He wants to spend, again, $1 billion of your tax money to pay off criminals who have attacked the police. Unbelievable. Anyways, let's see what else Trump is up to. Oh, look, he's admitting he's taking orders from Islamic Gulf state leaders on his failed war with Iran, which entered its 12th week. Donald Trump posted on Lie Social, I'm sorry, it's called Truth Social, and he writes this: I have been asked by the Emir of Qatar, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, and the President of the United Arab Emirates to hold off on our planned military attack of Iran, which was scheduled for tomorrow, in that serious negotiations are now taking place. So let me make sure I understand this correctly. If President Obama obeyed Muslim leaders, if President Joe Biden obeyed Muslim leaders, Trump and all of MAGA would be wetting their panties. But since Trump is obeying these Islamic leaders, hey, that's okay. If anyone can explain that logic to me, please put it down in the comments section, because I'm just not following it. All righty, now let's move over to Trump's Vice President, J.D. Vance. And he was in Kansas City today giving a speech on how people should vote out the crazy leadership in Washington, D.C., even though he is part of that crazy leadership.
If you want to rebuild the American dream for the next generation, vote against the crazy leadership in Washington, D.C. Vote for.
Okay, so he wants to vote out the crazy leadership in Washington, D.C. Let's do a quick review of that crazy leadership, shall we? In the White House, that is run by Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. The U.S. Senate is led by Republicans. The House of Representatives is led by Republicans. The U.S. Supreme Court is Republican-dominated, 6-3. The Republicans are literally running everything. They are the crazy leaders in Washington, D.C. But J.D. Vance is right. We do need to vote them out. All righty. And now finally we have a scene from this past weekend. They had a Rededicate 250 rally in Washington, D.C. And one of the speakers there was evangelical Trump supporter Eric Metaxas, who actually sounds more insane than J.D. Vance. Eric Metaxas literally said that the Lord rose Trump up to build this $1 billion ballroom.
It's hard to believe that it would take two centuries for the Lord to raise up a great man to bring that ballroom finally to stand where it needs to stand. It's extraordinary. We only had to wait 200 years.
So wait a second. The Lord was waiting for Donald Trump to build this $1 billion ballroom for 200 years? When did God tell Eric Metaxas that? When exactly did the creator of the universe whisper that in Eric Metaxas's ears? When did that happen, Eric? Anyone? Anyone? Yeah. Didn't think so. Anyways, those are all of our stories for today. We have links to all of our stories right below this video, because unlike the right-wing podcasters, Joe Rogan and Tim Pool and Benny Johnson and Jimmy Dore, we back up all of our claims with evidence. They don't. In fact, they don't even cover the news like we do. They just go off on wacky rants that nobody cares about. Alrighty. If you like this video, please subscribe. If you hate this video, please subscribe. If you hate me, please subscribe. Just please subscribe. Alrighty, we'll be back later with more stories.